blessing to be here. This morning I was wondering why God make us in His image. Why do you think God did something like that? It's a beautiful to have a mind. It's a privilege to be able to think, to communicate, to feel. But why he made us like that? I'm asking you a question.
I imagine he did it that way, so every time we look at each other, to remind us that we are the image of God.
Okay. What else?
That we could have fellowship with Him.
Oh. So the purpose of God is what? You know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, Jesus knowing it all, and He went to serve, you know, thinking of others. So God designed us with the purpose of us enjoying who He is. And when we are at camp, when we're here, you know, we train our minds to fellowship God. But if we go to a city, it's the same, you know, it's the same God in the city. Amen. Yes or no?
Amen.
Yes.
who is the Lord of the cities?
God.
Who sustains the city?
God.
So all we're going to do is, you know, understand that it's the same God who is here, it's the same God who is there. And we have the mind that He allows us to what? To fellowship with Him. Because many times we see, you know, the anointing of the Holy Spirit as, you know, as like something strange. I don't know if you had the feeling sometimes, you know, oh, that somebody, you know, has the feeling of the Holy Spirit. How it that goes, you know? Is it something special? Is it something only for a few? You know, is it something that, you know, that I have to earn? Is it something like mystic sometimes? But it's not like that. If you have a mind, you're equipped, if you're safe. I mean, if you're safe in Christ and we have a mind, you're equipped to what?
To worship.
To fellowship.
Yeah.
You're equipped to feel, to know, to relate, to interact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're equipped. We don't need to, we are equipped. God equipped us to know Him. That's why the psalmist says, you know, it's so wonderful to gaze, you know, at Him. Be still and know.
I am.
Be still. You know, we hear, that's why it's so nice to be in worship, because our minds are still and we could contemplate. One of the big differences between animals or plants and human beings is what? Who knows the big difference? In high school you learned that. Animals function by instinct, right? Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm like Sister Martha.
Good.
Well, I learned from Sister Martha.
Good.
So what's the difference between instinct and having a mind? Being able to think. What's the difference?
It's a will and a choice.
The animals don't have that. Animals, you know, they go like computers. They just follow instinct. But we have a what? The ability to think, to ponder, to observe, to analyze, and then to make a choice. You know, it's a beautiful thing, the mind that God gave us.
Indeed.
He's so wonderful. God is so awesome what He does and especially when he made us the way he did. So remember that you are equipped through Christ, you are equipped to know God. And this morning God was saying that he has a desire for us, we are his treasure. And how do you value, how do you appreciate a treasure? When somebody has, females like jewelry, right? How do you appreciate a treasure? When you observe what? The qualities of that gem, right?
Right.
When you see, how it shines, how delicate, how beautiful it is. It's the same thing with God. When we ponder, when we observe, when we delight in God's nature, in God's character, God's nature and God's character. How much do you know of God's nature? How much do you know of God's character? The more we delight, the more we spend time in our minds observing, enjoying God's character, God's nature, the more the Holy Spirit takes possession of us.
Hallelujah.
God's character, God's nature, God's works, God's plans. So, being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a mystic, thing that we have to, that I'm not equipped. I don't deserve it. No. Once we come to Christ, all of our sins are forgiven, and He gives us the Holy Spirit, the beautiful. And he designed us to be what? To relate, to enjoy him. Somebody was asking me the other day, isn't ministry hard? Is it, leading a church hard? It's like having a family. Our work should be a byproduct of our fellowship with God.
Amen.
Do you know what a byproduct is? Who could give me an example of what is a byproduct? Guys, you don't go to... Or maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Maybe that's what it is.
Byproduct.
Speak in Spanish, brother.
Plastic. Plastic is a byproduct of what?
Uh-huh.
Of oil, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
So what is more important, the plastic or the oil?
Oil.
If you run out of plastic, well, you got more oil, and you make more plastic.
Right.
But if you run out of oil, that's it. You cannot make plastic anymore. So our service, leading a family, dealing with people, with whatever kind of work we do, should be a byproduct of our relationship with
God. Yes.
In other words, the most important part of my life, my most important calling, my most important function is my ability to relate, to experience, to delight myself with God.
Amen.
Out of that relationship, everything is a what? A byproduct.
Product of it. Yeah, that's right.
If my quality, my relationship with God is rich, is deep, is new, God is the great I am, is new, is present, is fresh, then the rest is what?
By God.
Because the Holy Spirit will equip us. You know, He knows all. He knows what we're going to face tomorrow.
Yes.
He knows what's going to happen in a month from now. He will equip, lead us, empower us. So, our minds. Discipline your mind to what? To enjoy God's character, God's nature. What a privilege being made by God.
Sing number 6 in our camp books. Number 6. Thankful that you've opened our eyes to see you in a measure. And dear God, we just pray that you would continue to reveal yourself to us. Lord, we're so thankful that we can think about you, that we can turn our attention to you, that we can love you. And so, Lord, throughout the day, I pray that you would draw our hearts, our thoughts, back to you. Lord Jesus, that we would pay that loving attention to you that you deserve. We're so thankful that you've made this way for us to know you. I pray that today the Holy Spirit would make Jesus more real and more precious to each of us. And Lord, change us. Change us into your likeness. Lord, as we open your word now and consider you, Jesus, I pray that you would just shine into our hearts. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.